Live on the South Shore's Morning News, we have special guests. We have political candidate, Republican Jesse Brown, running for Congress for the 9th Congressional District. Thanks so much for joining us today.
Oh, good morning, Christine, and good morning everyone out there this morning.
You have been out campaigning for this post for a while. You didn't just jump into this race. You've been in it for a while.
Correct. Yeah, we've been in this race now for about 17 months from when we announced, and it's been a long journey, but an interesting one. We have a very diverse, great district here, a new district that has been redistricted right now, which we lost Fall River with the old 9th, and the new 9th now encompasses Cohasset, Scituate, Bridgewater, and Precincts 1 and 2 in Rainham, and then the other 43 cities and towns of this district.
For people that don't know you, tell us a little bit about your background. You're a self-made guy. I think people would like to know that.
Yeah, so a little bit. I'm a Marine Corps veteran. I went in the Marine Corps when I was 17 years old. Got out when I was 21. After that, I started climbing cell towers. I started working right down the street from here over at Industrial Communications. I was there for a few years, and no pun intended, but I climbed the ladder of success from being a tower climber to a foreman to a construction manager, and then starting my own business in 2007. And as of today, we're one of the largest veteran-owned businesses in the state of Massachusetts, doing the same thing in the cell tower business.
That's terrific. And you also are involved, I believe, and founded a nonprofit, too. Tell me about that.
Correct. In 2013, we founded a nonprofit called Hydria for Heroes, which helps veterans in need in a multiple different ways. We do everything from wheelchair ramps to modifying bathrooms. But over the years, we have changed. We call it more custom veteran support, where we sit down with the veterans and see what their needs are at that time. Mm-hmm. We do a lot with getting suits for veterans and one-time help for them.
That's terrific. Now, if people want to know about where you stand politically, how would you describe yourself? You're a Republican. Are you a moderate Republican, a conservative Republican? What are your ideas for the district?
Yeah, I always love this question. I think I've been asked this question 10,000 times.
Okay, make it 10,001.
10,001. But first and foremost, I'm an American and proud to be an American, and mm-hmm. I'm a proud Republican. And, you know, we look at this district right now, and it's about 14%. The 9th district is 14% Republicans, and mm-hmm. a lot of 65% independents. But the majority of those independents do lean as being a Republican, and because we typically get about 40% of those votes out there. So for myself as a Republican, I would say I'm a constitutional conservative, but there's a large range of aspects that we cover on that. So I just say I'm a Republican for all was the first question I ever was asked. Mm-hmm. I said I'm a Republican for all. Mm-hmm. I'm a Republican for all Republicans, a Republican for independents, and a Republican for Democrats.
If people want to know where you stand on issues, what do you think the three most important things to know, our listeners should know about where you stand politically? What should they know about your candidacy?
First and foremost, I'm a huge advocate for our law enforcement. I was just endorsed by the State Police Association, and I think it's very important that we have the advocacy down there. After speaking with them, there's a lot of issues facing our law enforcement today, from recruitment, retention, mental health issues, from being overworked. So we need to have everybody out there as a strong advocate for our law enforcement. Obviously, being a veteran, I see a lot of issues that our veterans have. It's not something that I've sat here and that I'm talking about. I've already lived it. I see it. I talk mm-hmm. to these veterans on a daily basis for years. I see the issues that they face. Still to this day, we have 22 veterans committing suicide, where those numbers are actually going up. We have vast amounts of homelessness with veterans. And, you know, we just see with the money that goes out, our veterans should not be able or shouldn't be struggling the way they do, never mind with the VA system also. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. There's so many slews of issues that are out there. I mean, we have a debt crisis, a border crisis. We have politicians that are just spending money on a daily basis. Mm-hmm. We don't know where the money's coming from. So we need somebody that's fiscally conservative, that's down there, that puts the hold on it. And I mean, we could keep going. I know we only got a show. I see you looking at me.
You know, it is radio. We're always timing. But you must have a website or Facebook page where people can find out more about your background and where you stand on all the
issues. Absolutely.
The
easiest way to find out, we will be launching a new website, too, right after the primary on September 6th. But we have our one out there. It's Jesse Brown for Congress. Very simple. Jesse Brown for Congress on our Facebook page. It's the easiest way to get in contact with us. Very simple. Jesse Brown for Congress.
That's terrific. And of course, I was speaking with Jesse Brown. He's running for Congress, Republican, in the 9th Congressional District. We'll put this interview up online. We appreciate you joining us today.
Thank you very much. And everybody have a wonderful day.
You too.